This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, October 17th, 2011. But Ty Dennison, our technology ambassador, is with me to talk about something that's going to be on Ozarks on Wednesday. It's something called Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of it. It's like a book, but online, and instead of having pages, you see people you used to know in high school.
Yes, exactly. What are we going to talk about on Wednesday?
Well, I was uncannily prophetic in nature. In our last conversation, I talked about the release of the HTML5 Facebook and Project Spartan and the iPad app and all that. Well, it happened the day after our conversation, and I wanted to do some research about what that entailed. And in doing that, I had the thought to myself, you know, Facebook's changed a lot in the last year or two, and they've been known to make those changes seemingly at random, and they kind of don't educate their users at times when they do those. And so I realized that there might be a lot of people who aren't quite as familiar with Facebook as they once were, or maybe they've never been, with what it can do, what it does with your information, how to best use it. And so I thought we could have an opportunity to create a surviving Facebook guide for Ozarks at Large listeners.
So if people have questions about Facebook, about what Facebook does, how to do something with Facebook, they should email them in, or they can put them on our Facebook page at Ozarks at Large.
That's right. You can go to Facebook.com/Ozarks at Large, or just search for us there, or the Ozarks at Large Twitter feed. You can send us a direct message on that. You can email KUAFinfo@uark.edu.
Okay.
Those are the best ways to get us questions that you may have about Facebook.
So if you have questions about Facebook, email or put them on Facebook or tweet them to us, and we will talk about it on Wednesday.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Ty.